This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
And pains to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Lynn. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
How can I help? How can I help?
Yes, sir. First of all, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and then they diagnosed me with hepatitis C. They sent me from the rheumatologist to a specialist for the hepatitis, and he wanted me to go on what was Pegasus and Ribavirin. And I did that, and I was only able to do it for a month and a half, and I needed to do it for an entire year. I could not handle it. I just couldn't. The depression. And it was horrible.
It was too much.
Yeah. And so I'm, like, stuck with it. And I have to take naproxen 500 milligrams twice a day for the arthritis and also prednisone 5 milligrams a day. I have tried to cut one or the other out. I go to health food stores. I've really tried to watch my diet and change things. I have a book called Healing Foods, and I've been reading up on a lot on the different foods that are anti-inflammatory, you know, like ginger and pineapple and cherries and things. And I do all of that, but when I try to get off of the naproxen and the prednisone, I get to where I can't even get myself dressed. And so I feel like I'm just like in a... And they tell me that if I could get through to the treatment for the hepatitis C, that they believe that that's what brought on the arthritis. So I feel like I'm just like stuck. And it does get worse. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know what I'm... And I went yesterday to the doctor because my stomach now, I'm having a lot of problems, I guess because of the naproxen. And now they're wanting me to go on the 16th, and they want to put, I don't know what the proper name of it, they're going to put a light down into my stomach to see what's going on.
Right. Well, they're going to go in and do that just to see exactly what's going on. There's an endoscopy, and they're going to go in and do that. But here's the deal. When it comes to the way you feel right now, how much different is it than, say, a month ago? Is it stabilized? I mean, even though it's painful, is it stabilized?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you said you started changing your diet, you started eating different foods, and that's a good thing. It really is. But what does a day look like for you and what you eat? Let me just see breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what that looks like.
Okay, I eat like a healthy cereal, I call it, something with flaxseed in it and that kind of stuff. It's organic. I try to always buy organic. And then usually some watermelon and cantaloupe, depending on the time of the year, you know, because you can't get good fruit all the time during the year. And then sometimes a cup of yogurt with that. I've been trying to switch to soy yogurt because I heard it's better than with milk in it.
Don't want to do soy.
Okay, I do that. And then for lunch, I usually have like a whole wheat tortilla with either peanut butter on it or scrambled eggs with a little bit of salsa. Okay. And I buy organic eggs.
Good.
And then
dinner?
For dinner, we love to eat salmon, but the stuff that you get in the grocery store is not good. And so we went to Alaska recently, and I'm going to be ordering our fish on our, you know, calling them like that. And then I try to have some kind of a steamed vegetable. I've tried to cut out soda pop. I'm saying I was doing really good, but then here lately I just felt so discouraged because the prednisone is causing me to gain weight.
Right.
And I feel like here I've been eating all this healthy. I can't get off the prescription drugs, and I'm not losing any weight, and I'm not feeling any better.
Yeah.
And so I've been drinking soda pops here and there. And so basically, I had been doing real good eating, so I don't want to talk too much.
Okay. It's all right. Well, here's kind of the bottom line. With what I hear from you right now, I think get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, first. I think it's going to help you a lot. You're on the right path. You're going the right direction. But there's certain little things that you're doing that's still creating a lot of inflammation in your body. Like, for example, peanut butter. Just making a simple change to almond butter or cashew butter will make a huge difference. And a wheat tortilla, when you eat anything with wheat flour in it, when you've got an inflammatory condition, it just really wreaks havoc on your body because of the gluten. Gluten's a protein that's in most grains. It's definitely in wheat. And it causes a lot of inflammation in the body. So see, there's another one. Everything else sounds pretty good. But I would avoid any milk product. I would avoid any grain that you'll start feeling better. There are certain supplements that can help you. Cod liver oil can work well. I would do at least a tablespoon of that twice a day. And also, hydrochloric acid, HCl, is betaine hydrochloride. It works great for breaking down the excess proteins and can help when you're dealing with these such situations, especially with arthritis. Any kind of inflammatory condition makes a big difference in. Now, here, let's go around to hepatitis C for a second. Building up the immune system, and I know you can handle the antivirals, but there are some things you can do with hepatitis C. Remember, viral activity, it's not about getting rid of the virus, because the virus is pretty much always going to be hanging around, but to get it to go dormant where it's not really doing anything, it's like I always say, you can't really turn the light switch off in this sort of thing. But what you can do is you can get a dimmer switch on the light and turn that dimmer switch all the way down. And that's just a great way to look at it. So with hepatitis C, building the immune system the best way you can. I'd use high levels of vitamin C, 5 to 6,000 milligrams a day. And also with hepatitis C, you want to stay away from two food groups. You want to stay away from almonds and also chocolate. I know that's kind of a bummer. But with almonds and chocolate, they're high in L-arginine. And L-arginine is an amino acid that can be good for a lot of things in the body, but it's bad for viruses because it stimulates viral activity. And one amino acid you definitely want to include in your diet on a regular basis is L-lysine. L-lysine actually keeps the viral infections down. So you can handle 2 to 3,000 milligrams twice a day. Unbelievable. It's great for prevention. It's really good. So lysine is good. Stay away from the L-arginine, almonds, chocolate. And those would be some helpful tips for hepatitis C. Now, getting the immune system strong, astragalus, silver, there are great ways to do that. You can use Easy Act tea. You can use simple things like vitamin B17, which is apricot seeds. There's some great research behind that. So there's some things you can really do to bolster the immune system and keep it strong. And hepatitis C doesn't mean life is over. I know it may seem like that in a lot of ways, but it doesn't mean that it is. So staying on top of your body, giving it what it needs, building the immune system is a great way to go. And I want to encourage you that it's not over. It's not. You're in a good place right now. You're in a good place. You just got to make the right decisions. And knowing that you want to get well is one thing. But, you know, making the right choices, good common sense decisions to make your body function better, that's another. And you're on the right path. Get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Get started on that, darling. I think it's going to help you out tremendously. Thanks for being a listener.
Hey.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Talk about it. Whatever it is, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, you've got something crazy like Lou Gehrig's disease and you want to talk about it, terminal cancer, whatever it is, if the body can get sick, remember there's always hope for better health. So tonight let's talk about it. You've got friends, you've got family members, you've got coworkers, you have loved ones, and they need help with their health. Then you know what? Just get on the phone and talk about it. Come up with the real answers for their health. See, you know, empowering someone else's health is powerful. So remember, the choices you make today can and will determine the health you'll have tomorrow. So what we do and who we empower and how we empower them is so important. So what could you learn right now to teach maybe somebody you care about and help them with their health? Let's do that tonight. Give me a call. Let's talk about someone you care about, someone you love that you know is going through a really tough time with their health and they need help. And let's come up with some answers for them. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jim now. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
I have a friend. She's 74 years old, and about 9 weeks ago, she worked extra hard in the yard all day long. And the next morning, she woke up with a metallic taste in her mouth and salt, and a strong salt taste. She had a headache, earache, and she's in good health, no problem. She had a headache, earache, and she felt sick, and she was throwing up, and she couldn't keep any food down, and she hardly got out of bed for 3 days. And she's seen all the doctors and everything like that. She's lost 25 pounds. She can only eat cream of wheat and Ensure and a couple of things. And her tongue is coated white. And she has the doctors. They've run all the tests. Okay, all the tests would be appropriate to run. And the only thing they do, they were talking about a brain scan. They hadn't done that yet. But other than that, she says that the taste is so strong in her mouth that it's like she licks a salt block and then drinks a glass of salt water from the
wow.
sea. You know.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so
yeah.
I was just wondering. I happened to hear you on the air, and I just thought maybe you could come up with something. She does not the kind of person that has psychosomatic problems, but you know, I just was wondering if you have heard it before and have any idea what she might do, or maybe she could eat something. You could bring up something she could eat or something.
Well, there's a lot she can do. Now, she's had all the tests, she's had blood work done, right? She's had all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. The first thing you want to do is that. Now, with the white coated tongue, typically that comes from the digestive tract, and I don't know that that's what triggered her the other day when she got out and did all that.
It was 9 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, 9 weeks ago.
And but she's a little better now. She was sick for a long time. She's a little bit better, but she still got this terrible salt taste in her mouth, and predominantly salt now. It was metallic, you know, at first, and salt, but now it's just, well, it's still a little metallic too.
No, I get it. So with a white tongue, first thing you want to do is you want to start clearing out the digestive tract. In my book, Empowering Your Health, we talk about a super cleanse, and what it does, it clears out the body for potential yeast, fungal, bacterial, viral-related infections. And what you do is you drink this solution. You drink it for about 3 to 4 days. You don't do any food, so you sip on it. She'll create this solution. Basically, what you do is you'll take 2 tablespoons of organic maple syrup, a pinch of cayenne pepper, and squeeze half a lemon. All of that in about a 12 1 ounce glass of water. So you mix.
Is this all in your book, Doc?
It's all in my book. And so.
Okay, Empower Your Health. I heard your show a few times.
Exactly. Okay. So here's the thing. What you want to do is you want to make sure that you do the maple syrup and then also a pinch of cayenne pepper. And then also squeeze half a lemon. So when you put all that together in this solution, you drink that for about 3 to 4 days, depending on how she's doing, how she's feeling, and you make up about a gallon. So if she can get through about a 3/4 of a gallon a day, that would be great, sipping on it every 15 minutes. And it will absolutely clear the digestive tract out. Unbelievable for making sure that, anything gets cleared out, yeast, fungal, and that tongue should go from white back to its original color, which is more of that pale pinkish color. So I would get started on that, then have her follow the anti-inflammatory diet coming out of that little cleanse, and using oregano oil. A tablespoon a day will keep the digestive tract cleaned out, along with probiotics. At least 4 in the morning on an empty stomach, 4 in the evening on an empty stomach will help. The metallic taste is coming from a zinc deficiency. And so have her start hitting zinc pretty strong. I would say at least 80 milligrams per day for about 8 weeks and see how her body responds. I think you're going to find that it'll respond quite well. I would continue going on with your physicians and what they have going on as far as the testing, because I think it's smart. It's smart to get the testing done. So get started and let me know. Keep me in the loop on that. Either email me back or give me a call back on the show, man. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Quote for the day comes from Michael Patrick King. He says, seasons change, so do cities. People come into your life and people go. But it's comforting to know the ones you love are always in your heart. And if you're very, very lucky, just a plane ride away. That's very cool. I like that. 888-283-7272. What's going on with your health? Let's talk about it right now. You know, the amazing thing about the body is it regenerates every single day. Each day, old cells die off and new cells form. That's good news. That gives us hope that we can get our health back. Pregnant moms who overeat, check it out. You could be making obese babies. Women who gain too much weight during pregnancy have big babies, putting their children at risk for becoming heavy later on. So drop the weight, moms. And don't, you have to gain too much. 25 to 30 pounds while you're pregnant is all right. You don't have to be gaining 75 pounds and eating everything under the sun, because it's going to affect your baby. So just be careful with that. American researchers followed all births in Michigan and New Jersey between 1989 and 2003. They focused on women who had more than one child, to exclude the possibility that women who were genetically predisposed to be obese were simply passing those genes to their babies. Among more than 500,000 women, and their 1.1 million infants studied, women that gained more than 50 pounds during their pregnancy made babies who were about 150 grams heavier at birth. Be careful with the weight during pregnancy. Eat and follow whole foods and watch what will happen to birth of your child. It'll be great.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
US USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Coronavirus infections in the United States have now topped 2 million, as at least 9 states have reported a jump in hospitalization since Memorial Day. Dr. Ashish Jha, the director of Harvard Global Health Institute, said he fears the worst is far from over. He said because of the current total of U.S. coronavirus deaths is now around 113,000, means that sometime in September, he's expecting us to cross 200,000 and we won't be close to done. He said the pandemic is going to be with us until next spring or summer when we have a vaccine, and that has not changed. Meanwhile, an additional 1.5 million people filed for unemployment for the first time last week, according to data released by the Department of Labor, adding to a devastating economic run as the coronavirus shutdowns have pushed businesses to furlough or lay off numerous workers. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Egypt will reopen select tourist destinations to international charter flights starting July 1st, allowing travelers from around the world to return to parts of the country less hard hit by the coronavirus. The government hopes to draw tourists to popular yet remote attractions that have been spared the virus. Those include the southern part of the Sinai Peninsula, home to major resort and beach destinations. The health ministry has recorded over 39,000 cases of COVID-19 in Egypt, including 1,377 deaths, the highest confirmed death toll in the Arab world. Catholic schools have faced tough times for many years, but the pace of closures is accelerating dramatically amid the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. Most of the closures are occurring at the elementary school level, but also on the list are a number of beloved high schools, including some that produced famous alumni. The Institute of Notre Dame, a girls' school in Baltimore founded in 1847, is set to close June 30th to the dismay of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, an alumni. Immaculate Conception Cathedral School of Memphis is also shutting down after 98 years. It's where Priscilla Beliau finished her senior year while dating husband-to-be Elvis Presley. This year's closures will reduce the number of Catholic K-12 schools in the United States to about 6,000, down from more than 21,000 in 1970, according to the Catholic Education Association. Overall enrollment has plummeted from more than 5 million in the 60s to under 1.7 million now. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hi.
Good to talk with you. What's up?
Well, I'm suffering with some depression and some anxiety, and every once in a while I have some panic attack. Really don't sleep all that well. I do sleep, but I wake up periodically through the night, like maybe once or twice a night. And it just, you know, and I'm on antidepressants and I'm on anti-anxiety medication, and some weeks are better than others. It's just a lot of fatigue and stuff like that.
I got it. When did it all start? Has it been going on for a long time?
Yeah, it's been going on for a while.
What triggered it? Did you go through something?
Yeah, periodically, yeah.
Okay. So is the life just been tough in the last several years?
And I'm sorry, again?
Life has just been tough in the last several years?
Yeah.
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 Okay. What kind of medications have you taken?
Right now I'm taking, I can't say the name of it, but I am taking an antidepressant and I'm taking an anti-anxiety.
Taking Xanax?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah. How many do you take a day?
One.
1 milligram, what is it?
Oh, I don't know what the milligrams.
Okay.
I don't have my pills with me.
That's all right. I'm just wanting to get a gauge on where your brain chemistry is right now. All right. Here's the deal. With our brain chemistry and the way we feel, they're called neurotransmitters. And you really can balance out brain chemistry without medications. Now, it's not smart to do that cold turkey. It's better to slowly and gradually do that. But the depression and anxiety, they really go hand in hand. And just to give an example, there's some things. When you're dealing with anxiety, it's GABA. It's the name of it. There's four main neurotransmitters. Okay, there's dopamine, acetylcholine, serotonin, and GABA. And GABA is the one that's the toughest for a lot of people to really get in line. So it's called gamma-aminobutyric acid. And it is the one inhibitory brain chemical that we have. It's the one that makes us chill out. And when you get anxious and you have those panic attack type feelings, the GABA is what really comes in and really balances stuff. So let's talk about GABA for a second and what to do to balance it. Because I know you're probably tired of being on the meds and you're tired of being tired and tired of being fatigued. So let's get into the brain chemistry part first, and then we're going to get into some other issues too. So for GABA, there's always foods that I always talk about eating certain foods, doing this, doing that. But with GABA, there's certain foods that you actually want to avoid. And here they are. You want to avoid peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So it's a lot for GABA, but those are probably foods you eat all the time, aren't they?
Well, I love peanut butter.
There you go. And see, every time you eat foods like that, it's driving your GABA levels down. It sounds so simple. You're like, my gosh, all I've got to do is change what I eat. But it's true. Because if you're taking Xanax and you're eating foods on a regular basis that push down the GABA levels, you see what I'm saying? It's like a yo-yo, a yin-yang effect. One is affecting the other. It's like a seesaw. And you're not really getting the benefit that you're looking for. So our foods,
and I eat a lot of spaghetti and
there you go,
like
wheat-based products, right? So it's you have to look at it like, okay, what am I doing every single day to make sure I have the best health that I can have? And if you do it smart, it's kind of like work smart, don't work hard. It's that kind of thing. I mean, it's hard to avoid sometimes working hard, but it's working smart in this for your health is going to be important. So avoiding those foods, that plays a big role. Supplements that are important for GABA, three of them. Number one, L-theanine is an amino acid. L-theanine is an amino acid. And then L-taurine and valerian root. All three of those are great for doing this. So those three are really important for GABA. Now, the other, let's get into serotonin for just a second. With depression, that's what your antidepressant is doing. It's managing serotonin levels. And serotonin is a big one. I mean, I would say that's probably one of the biggest ones that people deal with on a regular basis. Antidepressants, one of the number one medications prescribed right now. So to get serotonin balanced out the way you need to, a couple things. Foods that you want to include in your diet are mushrooms, fish, chicken, red meat, and turkey. If you can include those in your diet every single day, you're naturally going to support serotonin levels, which is going to help lift you out of the depression, and then hopefully the medications, even if you can get the dosage down in half, would be phenomenal. So it's about figuring out exactly how your brain chemistry works and getting it where it needs to be. Supplements you can use, you have to be careful because some of these you really can't take along with an SSRI, which is a serotonin medication that you're taking. But you can take St. John's wort, you got to be careful with that, niacinamide, and vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. All of those are great. They're great for brain chemistry. It's good for getting your serotonin levels balanced. It's just great. So get started on some of that, and that'll be helpful. Now let's get into some things with you for just a second to go into. Let's talk about what you eat on a regular basis, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Talk to me about that, Lonnie.
Well, I normally don't eat breakfast because I don't get up until about 9:30.
Okay.
And I usually eat polished spaghetti for lunch, and I ate some spaghetti I ate some ramen noodles for dinner.
Right.
That's about all I eat.
Okay. So see, I mean, your diet's pretty poor. It is. I mean,
right.
That's horrible. There's no variety. You're not getting any main solid nutrients out of your food. So let's switch you over to the anti-inflammatory diet. Now, not only are you going to eat the food groups that we talked about for your brain chemistry, but we also have got to include fruits and vegetables. As far as your carbohydrates, throw away the pasta. We've got to get a lean quality protein in, like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. We've got to get your healthy fats up, which are important for brain chemistry. So that's almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils. All of that is really important for your brain chemistry. I mean, you have to have fat. Matter of fact, the brain is made of fat. And so it runs on glucose, but it's made of fat, so it's important to have enough of that, the good kind, by the way. So exercise is important, too. Talk to me about your lifestyle choices.
My lifestyle choices?
Mm-hmm. Exercise. Do you exercise at all?
No, I don't.
Come on, partner. We've got some things to change here to get you where you need to be, really. I mean, we've got to make some changes. So 30 minutes a day. Do you like to do anything? I mean, walk, jog, workout, play tennis?
Well, I walk for my job because I'm a security guard, so I walk
lot.
But I do walk some.
All right.
I could probably use some more.
Yeah, some structured walking and working out with weights and some of that would be really good too. I'd make a goal, not work related, I would make a goal to separate your exercise time and do 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. And I don't care what it is, but just make it happen. Now, the other thing that you want to look into is your water intake. So you drink a lot of water, or are you more of a soda, tea, and coffee guy?
Soda, tea, coffee, Kool-Aid. Yeah. Not a whole lot of water.
All right. Yeah, we've got to get you started. So water, half your body weight in ounces of water. When you do things that have sugar in it, you drink sodas, you drink Kool-Aid with sugar, you're throwing off your brain chemistry in a major way. See, you're in a state right now where depression is overriding everything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you're making choices every single day that encourages depression in your body. Now, you didn't know that, because if we knew better, we'd do better. But see, now you know better. So now, if I were to talk to you in 2 weeks and you're still doing it, you're still drinking Kool-Aid, I'll have to drop the hammer. Because, brother, there's no way you're going to come out of this depression doing what you're doing. You can't.
Okay.
It's physiologically impossible. So you've got to make some changes. You've got to want to get well. You've got to make the decision, say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of living this way. Life maybe threw me some bad cards, but I'm going to take them and I'm going to make a good life out of it. And you have to take charge and take responsibility for your health, because if not, the best you can hope for is to take Xanax and take an antidepressant and just hope for the best. But you can do it. It's not hard. I'm telling you, it's not. I see patients all the time. Talk to people on the radio. Talk to them on TV. Hear the success stories. They shoot me email. You wouldn't believe the emails that we get. Just the people that have applied these principles, and they're living great. Do me a favor, though. Talk to your primary care physician and get blood work done every 6 months. Go there and tell them, say, you know what? Will you work with me on weaning this stuff down? And they will. Don't do it on your own. You need a head coach. Got to have somebody with you that'll walk with you in this, because it's important. And you're in a good place. See, you're ready. We wouldn't be having this conversation if you weren't ready. And being ready is half the battle. Because you got to make sure that when you're ready to change and coming off and getting your brain chemistry analyzed and getting it balanced, it's a big deal. And it's a big commitment. But you're going to notice as you walk through this that life will change for you. It'll get different. And you're going to notice energy levels go up. Your relationships will be better. Your friendships will be better. You will be better. You'll be better at your job. It's just amazing what can happen once you change. But the mind is where everything starts. Mind, you've got to always start in the mind. You get that right, and everything else will be right. Do you want to get well? Your answer is yes. My question to you is, are you willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be? And your answer is yes. Right?
Yeah.
So it's time.
Because I've got a pain in my right side, right underneath my rib cage.
Yeah.
When I laugh, it hurts. So I don't know what that is.
Well, on your right side, underneath the rib cage, two things.
Yeah.
Two things. Number one is it's probably the gallbladder being aggravated, because once you get through depression, it can affect the gallbladder. But more importantly, it's probably a hernia, because the laughing pressure is causing the bulging up through the diaphragm. Get that checked out by your doc.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results.
After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
On average, most people get about 372 milligrams of sodium. And then also, this is in the Wall Street Journal, by the way, morning snack, people get about 406 grams of sodium, milligrams of sodium. Lunch, 1,204 milligrams. It's pretty incredible. A little snack in the afternoon, 260 milligrams. Dinner, 901 milligrams. And that totals to about 3,400 milligrams of sodium a day when the recommended daily allowance is about 1,500 milligrams. So we're getting about double of what we should be getting. So it's pretty incredible when you think about it. Now, people with high blood pressure, yes, sodium can be a big deal. But I don't want you to freak totally out. Now, I'm reading that to you because that's standard thought for sodium levels. But, you know, our body has what are called the adrenal glands. They are the body's stress glands. And when they get weak and tired, then we get weak and tired. And keeping the sodium levels up in the body will strengthen the adrenals. They're little walnut-sized glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and they control our stress levels. They help our energy levels. They control fluid intake and outtake in the body. So they're really, really important. And when the adrenals get weak, we get weak. Sodium is one of the number one minerals that actually builds up those adrenal glands, keeps them strong, keeps them healthy, and is important for all of us to have. So I kind of split that down the middle. 3,400 is what everybody's taking in. Depending on your stress levels and depending on blood pressure for you will depend on how much sodium your body can handle. But instead of getting table salt and foods, the better source of sodium, if you are going to use any kind of table salt, Celtic sea salt, number one. The best natural form of sodium comes from celery. So if you want to use celery juice, that's a great way to go. Or just eat regular celery. It's going to boost your natural sodium levels up and get things where they need to be. So little tip on sodium is really, unless you're doing high blood pressure medication and you really need to cut things down at that point, sodium is actually a good thing. It'll keep your body strong and keep your energy levels up. As a matter of fact, I always tell people in the mornings, instead of drinking coffee to get the caffeine kick and actually crank up your cortisol, you should actually do more of a light broth, like chicken broth, beef broth, something like that, or chicken stock or beef stock. The natural sodium levels that are in there, don't get the low sodium kind, by the way. Get the ones fully loaded with sodium. It's not going to hurt you. And do that and start drinking that. And watch how you feel in the morning. Watch how it lifts you up in the morning. You'll find that your energy levels will go up. It's pretty amazing. So get started on any of that. Incredible with sodium. Watch the sodium levels, but don't overthink it. Because the body, if you're craving salt, you're craving it for for a reason. Just remember that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? What is your health challenge? Well, realize this, that the body can get sick, it can also get well. Matter of fact, let's go to George now and talk to him about it. Hi, George.
Yeah.
Good to talk with you. How can I help?
Oh, hey, the last guy that was on there was almost identical mirror of me. But the thing is, my problem is at this point is atrial fibrillation.
Sure. Okay.
I've had a bout with it about a year ago and had an ablation. And then everything was cleared up and everything went fine for a year. And then just 2 weeks ago, I was at the Nashville VA going through an evaluation and had another, I guess you would say, issue with it, where the heart rate was up to about 170.
Wow. Okay.
And then they got it back down, let me go in a couple of days. And then I got back down here. They put a monitor on me, and then within about a week, they were calling me and saying that they needed to call 911. So I went in, and I'm just trying to make this thing real short here for you.
Sorry.
You
know. It's all right, man.
So, but, you know, the bottom line, I've got a atrial fibrillation, and I've heard all the, what they've got to say about it, and I'd love to hear what you've got to say about it.
Well, with AFib, you've got to remember, first, you don't want to freak out with it. That's the number one thing, because a lot of times it gets...
Well, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, don't let yourself freak out over it. One of the best things you can do for AFib, and believe it or not, this sounds so simple, but it's very true. When you're looking at AFib, you want to look at the B vitamins. The B vitamins are the multivitamins of the heart. And you can do it in a liquid or a tablet form, but 1 to 2, 3 times a day when you have the potential for AFib can help regulate. Now, the thyroid plays a big role, too, because the thyroid is responsible for the regulation of the heart rate and rhythm. So checking on the thyroid periodically, having blood work done, even at the VA, if they're not suspecting that, I would have them check it. And have them check one of the elements or one of the tests called the TPO antibodies. TPO antibodies are going to be important along with the TSH, T3, and T4. So have them check all of that. And the thyroid condition is sometimes secondary to an anterior pituitary issue. So have them check your growth hormone levels, HGH, and have them check FSH and LH. All those hormones are going to be important for you to check, and the systems are going to be important to check too. But bottom line for me to you is to get started on B-complex vitamins. Get started on the anti-inflammatory diet in my book, Empowering Your Health, cod liver oil, 1 tablespoon twice a day, and the foundational 4, which would also include the multivitamin, digestive enzymes, and probiotics. Get started on that because that's going to get you on a good foundation for where you need to be with your health. It's so important. So get started. And the biggest thing is to not freak out, because remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. You're not stuck where you are. I mean, is it something you got to deal with? Yeah, of course it is. But your body can change, and that is the most important part. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.